The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everybody and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's racing. It's the start of the Epsom meeting. There's also cars from Catterick, Market Raisin, Goodwood and Bath. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined today on the podcast by Mick Norton. How are you today, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Sam.
Good stuff. As I touched on there, it is the start of the Epsom meeting on Friday. And we're going to look ahead to the big race on Friday, the Oaks, a little bit later. But we'll come to first the two big races on the Saturday. First off, the Derby. And Australia's been favourite for a long time for this one, Mick, but has drifted out now to 11-8. Is it still Australia's race?
By the time we recorded this, we still hadn't got the draw for the Derby, so we're in the dark as that. And of course, it's well recorded, isn't it? The Stores 1 and 2 over a mile and a half at Epsom are coffin boxes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Two winners in, 175?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't like those odds.
No.
So I'd be having a careful look at the draw. I mean, he certainly brings solid credentials, but whether he ought to be as short as he has been remains to be seen. But there's no doubt about it that the 2,000 guineas form does look as good as is on offer. But, I mean, there are other horses in there that didn't partake in the guineas, and they're not out of this either, including some of the Irish Raiders.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you were to look at a horse maybe at a bigger price, we've got Kingston Hill there at 7-1, Geoffrey Chaucer 8-1, True Story 10-1. Would those be the ones you're looking at?
Well, with Kingston Hill, you know, last year's Racing Post Trophy winner, he's almost the forgotten horse of the race, wasn't he? And you know, he's guaranteed to stay. And I think they're making the right noises about him, the variant team. After sort of being the forgotten horse of the race, he's suddenly becoming high profile. And I think he's a big player, Kingston Hill.
Yeah, definitely. And the other big race on Saturday, of course, is the Coronation Cup. And unfortunately, reading this morning that Rule of the World had to pull out of that one with a slight injury. So we've got Sirius Real, top of the market at 5-6, Flintshire 7-2, Talent 6-1, Ambivalent 10-1, Empoli 10-1, and 20-1 bar. Any of those you like?
It'd be great to see Sirius Degler here on Derby Day, won't it? I mean, he's just been. It's just come from strength to strength again this year. He's knocked over Trave, hasn't he? And equally as emphatic last time. And I think he's going to take all the beating in the Coronation Cup. He's done really well on his previous visits to the UK. So why not another one? Be great to see. Be great sort of start to the Derby meeting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, certainly.
And Derby Day, actually.
Yes, yeah, the Derby Day. And any of those other horses likely to take him on? I mean, Flintshire, Talent, Ambivalent, Empoli, they're all just behind him in the betting. Do you fancy any of those chances, or do you think it really will just be a one-horse race?
I think they've all got it to do if they're going to beat him. He's going to either have an off day, somebody's got to go sadly wrong. I do think he's the one to beat. I mean, he brings the best mile and a half form to the table, and he remains the one to beat.
Yeah, so there's going to have to be a bit of an improvement from those horses.
Yes, that's right. I mean, they are sort of one or two likely improvers amongst the horses you mentioned there, but they're going to have to beat him.
Yeah, of course. We'll have a look ahead then to three good races on Friday then from Epsom, the first day of the meeting. The first race that we're going to come to is the 2:10. This is a mile and two furlong contest, this one. Handicap 12 runners down to go to post. And we've got Resurge in the field who... won this race last year. Doesn't look as though it's going to be easy for him to do so again. Who do you like in this one?
Well, actually, we'll start with Resurge because I know, as you say, he won this race last year and it probably is arguably a stronger renewal.
Yes.
In fact, I'm convinced.
Yeah, it definitely looks.
And he's a year older, but he is minus 12, £12 lower than when he won this race last year. His form has taken a bit of a nosedive and he wasn't much better on his seasonary appearance. He's dangerously well handicapped if he bounced back to his best, and we do know that Epsom does bring out the best in horses. I wouldn't put the fork into him. He's made the shortlist. It's a lengthy one, but he has made it because of his form here.
Yeah, good stuff. Any other horses that you really who's your main fancy?
Yeah,
I'll
go through them in race card order. The top one is top joint top weight is Trey Coronas, who It's trained by David Barron. Graham Gibbons taking the ride. Very unlucky not to win this last year, I thought, and still seems to be on the upgrade at the age of 7. He won at Chester, then only found Clever Cookie too good for him at York, and that was a really good effort. Clever Cookie's gone on Frank the Formula Listed Company, so yeah. He's got to post a career best if he's going to win this, but he does have the merit of being bang in form, was unlucky in this race last year, and he's run with credit in all of his 4 visits to Epsom. So I'm not ruling him out, despite joint top weight and a career best required. The interesting one for me is Farage, number 3. Now, this is only his 9th turf start. He's trained by Roger Varian. Andrea Azzini rides. It's only his 2nd handicap as well. And he ran really well on his first start on turf on his handicap debut last time, finishing 5th in the big field at Newmarket. A very interesting, proven pattern performer, former winner of the Linkfield Winter Derby, of course. And I think he's off a very fair mark of 102. And looks to me as though he's going to be a big player in this from stall 5. Hi there, it's trained by Richard Fahey. Ryan Moore, very much Richard's go-to jockey of late. He was a bit disappointing at York last time behind Clever Cookie, but that, again, as we said earlier, was a hot race. And he has run well here before, and he has got Ryan Moore up for the first time. Hi there, so don't rule him out. And I was talking to Ross Briley, who has a real soft spot for Soviet Rock, who's probably the pace angler, front runner Soviet Rock. His mark improved from 77 to 93 throughout 2013, and he's continued his progress in 2 starts this year, but he might need to again. His mark's crept up for that win at Linkfield last time, but he is a horse going forward and isn't to be underestimated. But I'm going to take a chance on the proven class of Farage.
Fair pick there then for Mick in the 210 from Epsom. The next one we're going to come to is the 320, the Investec Mile, of course. And this is another race where we've got the winner of last year lining up. That is Vainglory, however, 10 years old now. A couple of 4-year-olds in the field. Don't know about his chances.
Again, it looks a stronger renewal, doesn't it? Yeah. I'll start with my selection for the race, and that's Abseil. It was only like the race, only having his 4th career start. James Doyle in the saddle for Sir Michael Stout, runs in the Khalid Abdullah colours. Already shown an impressive level of form in only 3 starts, and every likelihood of more to come. He cracked some really good fractions at Yarmouth when he won his maiden on his 2nd start. And just how he finished 2nd from that draw on his handicap debut at Chester last time is anybody's guest. And I think he looks a major player off 92. Maybe just lacks a bit of inexperience, but he handled Chester well enough from that coffin box draw. I don't think he'll have any problems with Epsom, and he, on his Yarmouth speed figures, he's going to be very hard to beat off 92. Dance and Dance, interesting runner, former winner of this, won it in 2007. He's won 6 of his 51 starts, 17 places. So he might be one for the pro market for a place, Dance and Dance. His losing runs adding up. But his last win did come from this mark of 91, and he's got an excellent profile here at Epsom. So Dance and Dance could be the one for the pro market place only. Others to consider: Velux, trained by Luca Comani, Andrea Azzini in the saddle. Only his 7th start, this horse, who was a progressive 3-year-old. Should be all the better for that Newmarket reappearance. Still unexposed, and probably more to come. And Clanamon Lad is the other one. Brian Ellison trains Kieran Fallon in the saddle for the first time. He went up £6 for that Thirsk win in handicap company last month. But still early days for Brian Ellison. And he's got definite claims off this mark of 86. He was a very decent horse when trained by Barry Hills, and he's just the sort of horse that Brian Ellison excels with. But I think they're all going to have to play second fiddle to Abseil.
Okay, Abseil in that one for me then, the 320. We'll move on now to the showpiece race from Friday's Racing Epsom, the Oaks, of course. The market looks like this at the time of recording. Marvellous head of the market, 11-4. Tagruda 3-1. Talfasha 7-1. Itamal 8-1. and Madam Chang 10-1. And we mentioned those coffin box draws, and unfortunately for Marvelous, it's going to be stalled too.
Exactly.
Still heads the market, but I think she can still go on and win it from there.
It would be enough to put me off. Definitely would. She was a bit disappointing on her season reappearance in the Leopardstown Guineas trial, but made no mistake next time, taking the Irish 1,000 by no less than 3 lengths, beating the 1,000 Guineas runner-up into the bargain. That sets the standard on form, but that box is a worry, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's yet to race on good ground, though. All her form is on with some giving the ground. So I think they'll be quite happy if it keeps raining. Madam Chang, winner of the Musidora, but again, she's got box one, which is just as bad.
Exactly.
And both her wins have come soft, so they wouldn't want it to dry up too much. Tagruder's been prominent in the betting for a long time. She's kept her unbeaten record intact. She won a maiden at Newmarket at 2, came back to the Rowley Mile with a very impressive 6 lengths win in the Pretty Polly Stakes. She'll stay this extra 2 furlongs standing on her head, a damn one over six, a mile and six, so stamina not an issue. So she's guaranteed, she's a daughter of the Derby winner, see the stars, and there's plenty more to come from her. Tar Fasher, trained in Ireland by Dermot Weld, Pat Mullen taking the ride. She's a daughter of Teofilio out of Grecian Bride, and she improved for the step up in trip to 10 furlongs in Nace last time, and I think there's more to come from her over a mile and a half. I don't think there's any problems with the trip. She's been brought along quietly, almost certainly better than a mark of 109. And no problems if the ground has gone out to good. In fact, that's what her trainer's wanting. He wants the race to be run on good ground. So Tar Fasher has made the shortlist. And the other one is Volume. Although she looks to have work to do on officials' ratings of 98. She's a graduate from the handicap ranks. But Richard Hughes really asked a big question of her last time at Newbury. That was over a mile and a quarter, riding her very prominently. She started the trip out really well. I think another couple of furlongs will be no problem for her. And apparently she handled the Epsom undulations really well in a gallop there the other day. So although she's probably got to take a step forward from a form angle, I don't think Volume is out of this. It's a tough one to call, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
With that, with the draw, worries about Marvellous, and I think I'd be splitting mistakes here with the two T's, Tagruder and Tar Fasher.
Split stakes then for Mick and the Oaks on Tagruder and Tar Fasher, who are 3-1 and 7-1 respectively. You could just talk us through again your best three bets for the first day.
Absolutely cracking card for Epsom Friday, Oaks Day, and in the 2-10, a really competitive 10 furlongs handicap. I'm just shading with Farage, who brings some very solid pattern race form into this, and could get Roger Verry and Epsom meeting off to a good start. In the 3:20, the Investec Mile, another cracking race, and Abseil to confirm the promises already shown on the track. Impressive on the clock in his maiden win at Yarmouth. Ran a mighty race from a shocking draw at Chester last time, and this looks like a really good opportunity for him to show what he's really made of. And in the Oaks, too wide open to be too dogmatic about anyone. So I've gone for two. I've gone for the unbeaten Tagruder, the daughter of See the Stars. And I've gone from one from Ireland, and that's Tar Fasher from the Dermot Weld Yard, who I thought improved a bundle for the step-up in trip last time, could improve again for the extra 2 furlongs around Epsom.
Excellent. Then the picks from Mick Norton for Friday's racing from Epsom. Remember, you can listen to all of Friday's racing on William Hill's Racing Radio. Sean Quinn, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell will be in the studio. Thanks for joining me today, Mick. Hope you look forward to the Epsom meeting, and good luck with your selections.
I certainly will, Sam. It looks as if we're in for a couple of cracking days racing from Epsom.
Absolutely. Cheers, Mick.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.